from yesterday, we had a note from Colin Farrell, who said that in the movie Minority Report, he's liquored up. Chris Demme, I predicted, would not like this because when they were shooting Minority Report, he told all the producers and everything, I'm not shooting the day after my birthday. I have a birthday, and I'm going out. I'm getting torn up, and don't expect me the next day. Can
you know, because I love Colin Farrell. Mm. I really enjoyed the movie Minority Report.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is a great movie star, and Spielberg was the director. But then you said you brought the birthday factor in, an adult birthday.
Yeah, and he said, it's my birthday. Can I not shoot on the day after? And they said, well, we'll try, but if we need you, we're calling you. And so he told the story on with Colbert, and he said that he had gotten really drunk and didn't expect to shoot a scene, closed his eyes at 6:25 a.m., and the moment he closed his eyes, the phone rang, and they said, we need you on the set in 15 minutes. To shoot a scene, and he told the story of what he was going to say.
I had a couple of beers. I went to the set, but it was terrible. I will never forget the line that I had that I couldn't get out. It was, I'm sure you've all grasped the fundamental paradox of pre-crime methodology. That was the line that started the scene. And my sister, who's backstage here, she had to walk out of the... I remember one of them coming up and saying, do you want to go out and take a breath of fresh air? And I remember thinking, if I go out and take a breath of fresh air... then I'll be under more pressure when I come back in to be better. And I went, no, we'll just go to it. 46 takes. Tom wasn't very happy with me.
46 takes, and Tom Cruise was angry.
I don't think he's in the scene, though, is he?
No, he comes in.
Yeah, oh, he does at the end.
After Colin Farrell has to say that line, Cruise walks in. And so apparently Cruise is behind the wall the entire time going, okay, come on now.
We're all professionals here, okay?
All right, get this line right. We now have the scene.
Thanks to a listener, right?
Yeah.
Was it Randy?
Randy. Randy sent in the actual scene, and he does say the line, and a lot more.
When the precogs declare a victim and a killer, their name is embedded in the grain of wood. Since each piece is unique, the shape and grain is unique. The shape and grain is impossible to forge.
I'm sure you all understand the legalistic drawback to pre-crime methodology.
Here we go again.
Look, I'm not with the ACLU on this, Jeff. But let's not kid ourselves. We are arresting individuals who have broken no law.
But they will.
You heard him slur his way through that one.
Oh, God, you could hear it.
I know.
And he looks awful.
Looks like death warmed over.
He looks awful.
That is hilarious.
I'm sure you all know the precog definition. All
right, that's a five. We're on a five.
Yeah.
Can somebody get Colin a bucket?
Cruise comes out from behind the wall. It's like, here you go again. I see you're into this. And it's a great scene. I mean, it really is an interesting scene.
I picture working with Tom Cruise a lot like working with you.
Yeah, he's very demanding.
Yeah, and you don't, when you do something wrong, you just cut your eyes. Mm-hmm. You don't say anything.
That's right.
And you're like, but the person feels tiny. So you're like,
Yep.
Because B.B. Shea told me one time, he said, I used to warn him. I said, you're going to make Kelly mad at some point. I said, it's just part of life here.
Right.
I said, he's not going to say anything to you, but you're going to know it because he's just going to cut his eyes at you and look. And one day he came to me and he said, it happened.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He said
really?
he fumbled a phone call or wasn't getting the phone quick enough. And you just kind of turned and looked at him and just kind of cut your eyes at him. And he's like, and you're right. And he goes, he didn't say anything. He just looked at me and I knew. I failed him.
I'm afraid of confrontation.
Yeah.
But I will do it passively. Passively.
Mm-hmm. Very passively aggressive.
That's how it's done.
And I picture Tom Cruise much the same way.
You know, it would be interesting to know. I don't know if Colbert followed up and said, after you got take 46, when you got it right, clearly that was the best take.
Yeah.
Was there a round of applause or are they just like, all right, that's lunch?
Yeah, he didn't ask. That's a good question.
I bet they just moved on because I'm sure everybody knew.
And the scene's not that long, and he had that one line. And listen to the line again now. He's the second person to speak.
When the precogs declare a victim and a killer, their name is embedded in the grain of wood. Since each piece is unique, the shape and grain is unique. The shape and grain is impossible to forge.
I'm sure you all understand the legalistic drawback to pre-crime methodology.
You understand the legalistic drawback.
I'm sure you all understand that I don't remember my lines. But not drinking is my birthday. Colin, your Irish accent's back in.
Yeah.
Remembering this when you're an American.
That's another thing. On the Today Show yesterday, Jesse Eisenberg was on. And he said he did one of those things where he said something that they thought was a joke, but it was real. They were talking about, apparently he's a big blood donor. And he said, not only that, and dropped a bombshell on the Today Show set.
I didn't realize you were a big blood donor.
Yes.
There was a big blood donor. There was a story going on. We had a big blood drive here recently, and someone was telling this great story about you recently. Oh, you found out that we were doing a blood drive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I did one here. I'm actually donating my kidney in 6 weeks. I really am.
Really?
I really am, yes. Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh,
what?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why. I got, like, bitten by the blood donation bug. Yeah, I love
it. That's a big jump up, though.
I'm doing an altruistic donation.
I think that's amazing.
Mid-December,
One of my best friends had a kidney transplant. So
oh, really?
I respect that so much.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to do it.
He's giving a kidney to no one he knows. He's just
going under the knife. Just put it on ice.
God, is there a better guy than Jesse Eisenberg? He's just giving up a kidney.
I would want to know it's going somewhere.
Well, he knows it's going somewhere. He doesn't know who it's going to. It's called an altruistic donation.
I never heard that term.
No.
And he says you can just give and they will match you with someone. And so they're taking his kidney in 6 weeks. And so he won't know the person, never met the person, has no idea who it'll be, but someone will get a kidney thanks to Jesse Eisenberg. It reminded me of, remember that time that Tracy Morgan was on the Today Show and they said, have you lost so much weight? And he goes, Ozempic.
Yeah.
And they all went,
but he said it in that Tracy Morgan voice.
Yeah. And they all laugh like, ha,
oh, and you're crazy.
Like, seriously, how? And he's like, Ozempic.
Ozempic. Yeah. Ozempic.
It's Ozempic. And so Jesse Eisenberg said, not only do I get blood, I'm giving my kidney.
Oh, Jesse.
No, seriously. It's called an altruistic donation, and he's doing it. My God.
Tell us about your new movie. I don't have any questions about kidneys. I just have movie questions.
I didn't have the kidney stuff prepared. Well, you brought up blood donation. What do you want? Yeah, he's done this, and I had never heard of doing something like that either.
No.
And he's doing it about 6 weeks from
how
now.
How many people you think a year voluntarily give up a kidney? To no one in particular.
God.
A dozen?
Yeah, I was going to say 50, maybe. I mean, that's what he's doing. The U.S. faces...
I mean, it's major surgery on you.
Yeah, of course, yes. And they say, I know you've heard this, that it's a more major surgery for the giver than the receiver. So Eisenberg announced it at a time that the U.S. faces a critical organ shortage. 90,000 people currently waiting for a kidney transplant, and they will match him with someone. It's guaranteed. And he'll...
Do you think the recipient will ever know?
I don't know if they tell them.
Yeah.
Probably. I bet not. Don't you think? Like anonymous donor, or is it kind of like adoption where you can know if you want to?
I bet it's anonymous, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So if I had to guess.
So you're going to get a really famous kidney. You're going to get that really, you're going to have some talent all of a sudden. This guy can act. Okay. Social network.
I'm peeing like an Oscar nominee.
But what if
he ever nominated? I can't recall.
I think he was. I think he was nominated for the Social Network. Yeah.
But what if you only get like his bad movies you want to watch, like Now You See Me over and over again?
Oh, man.
He's making a fourth one. That's what he's pushing.
Yeah.
Why am I wanting to watch Now You See Me?
I can't stop watching this stupid magic movie.
They keep adding cast members. It gets worse.
Yeah. The first one was so-so, but now it's terrible, but I have to watch them.
Why am I drawn to this? Bill, you're talking about donating a kidney. Jesse Eisenberg's doing it anonymously. Go ahead.
My wife, she donated her kidney, and how that works is that you move up on the list of donations. So you can donate your kidney anytime. So you can get a kidney if it matches the person.
Yeah. So even if I'm low on the list, if yours matches, I move up and get it. That makes sense?
Yes. Yep, that makes sense. Yeah, and she got it done down in Emory, down in Atlanta.
Good.
Man, you've married a good woman.
Yeah.
That's impressive to do something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would be able to do that. Very nice.
No one's imagining that.
Thank you, Bill.
I'll take things that didn't need to be said for 500.
I just don't believe I'd do that.
No one's ever used the word altruistic to describe Chris Kelly.
I honestly don't know the definition. I'm sure it's good.
Exactly.
I don't know what it means. Brandon, you're talking about donating a kidney. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, P1 from Wake Forest. It's actually really neat, these altruistic donations. For every one person that does that, it sets off like 87 pairings of kidney donations. So like I was telling Biggie, like if I wanted to give a kidney to my brother, but we're not a match, if he gets a kidney from another person, then I would donate mine to the next person.
It's fantastic.
That sets off pair after pair. It's pretty amazing.
It's fantastic.
Huh.
Imagine that.
And what a world.
Jesse Eisenberg's doing it, promoting it. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it. Biggie, add that to the list of words I don't know the definition of. That's altruistic. Altruistic.
I'm not shocked by that one.
I'm feeling like it's good.
Well, no one's ever said it about you.
Bingo.
But Chris Dibb was saying you're on the phone.
Oh, see, I totally missed it, and I still know.
Yeah, you still do.